This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese embassy in Turkey has issued a safety warning to Chinese nationals inside the country. This follows a pair of bombings in the capital, Ankara. At least 95 people are confirmed dead, with over 200 others injured. There's been no reports of Chinese nationals being injured in the attack. Last taking place as hundreds had gathered for a rally organized by the country's main public sector trade union. The rally itself was meant to call for an end to the renewed violence between Turkey's Kurdish rebels and the country's security forces. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says there are strong indications the attack was perpetrated by two suicide bombers. Turkey has declared a three-day period of national mourning. South African President Jacob Zuma has met with Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi in Johannesburg. This comes ahead of an upcoming summit in that city. Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to attend the summit in early December. Zuma says he looks forward to co-chairing the ministerial meeting of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation with President Xi Jinping. He also says African countries should be taking advantage of the summit to seek closer cooperation with China, particularly in the fields of economic and social development. Yang Jiechi, for his part, telling Zuma that China is willing to advance its strategic partnership with South Africa to a new level. A 400-person-strong delegation from North Korea scheduled to attend a China DPRK Expo next week in northeastern China. The Economic Trade, Cultural, and Tourism Expo will be held from Thursday to Sunday in the city of Dandong. More than 100 different companies from North Korea will be putting on exhibits. Chinese and North Korean officials are also due to discuss the launch of new tourism projects in North Korea. A Chinese corruption suspect who fled to Malaysia in 2012 has been repatriated to China. Zhan Zaisheng is on the list of the 100 most wanted Chinese fugitives living abroad. It's been revealed he was captured by Chinese police in Malaysia and transferred back to China during the National Day holiday. 53-year-old Zhan Zaisheng, a former banking official, is accused of profiting from illegally raised funds involving more than 680 million yuan. Four senior officials in the province of Yunnan have been expelled from the Communist Party of China. The province's discipline watchdog says the group includes Xie Xinsong, vice mayor of Kunming, Tsai Jianghua, deputy head of the province's Investment and Cooperation Bureau, Chu Zhongzhi, party chief of the city of Dali, and Li Xiaoming, former head of the Provincial Geological and Mining Bureau. Each of the officials has been accused of accepting bribes. Two of them have also been accused of adultery. Cases have been forwarded to the judicial authorities in the province for further investigation. Three people have been hurt in a suicide bombing in the Afghan capital Kabul this Sunday. The bombing targeting a NATO convoy in the central part of Kabul. However, no military personnel were injured in the attack. Those injured were civilians standing nearby. None of their injuries are considered life-threatening. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility, though the Taliban often claims credit for these types of attacks. The Pentagon has authorized condolence payments to the victims of a deadly airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, this past week. The U.S. government also says it's going to pay to have the hospital rebuilt. Official figures on how much the U.S. is going to pay out has not been revealed. U.S. airstrike on October 3rd hit a hospital run by the international aid organization Doctors Without Borders, the attack leaving 22 dead. U.S. authorities are promising a full investigation. However, Doctors Without Borders calling for an outside international investigation. Defense officials from the United States and Russia have held a video conference to discuss safe flight operations over Syria. Both countries have been conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets, but the campaigns have not been coordinated. The Pentagon has released a statement calling the discussions with the Russian counterparts professional, saying the talks focus narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. The U.S. side also says it's agreed to hold another round of talks in the near future. The U.S. and Russia holding talks in order to avoid air accidents during the conduct of their respective campaigns. Thousands of people in Berlin have taken part in a protest against a free trade deal between the United States and the European Union. The deal, known as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, is under negotiation at the moment. Once completed, it would create the world's largest free trade zone, covering nearly half of the globe's gross domestic product. Supporters in Europe believe the deal will boost exports, create jobs, and strengthen Europe's voice in world trade. However, opponents fear Europe's strict standards on the environment and food safety could be eroded. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.